Alrighty.
This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Sorry, I got Millie so excited.
Just itching to get into it.
I actually am. I'm so excited. I love This Is How We Brew It. I love when Christian comes up to talk to us.
Hey, Christian.
G'day. How's it going? Yeah, good. Good.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah, we're good. Big weekend. You went to Rufus to Soul.
Yeah, I went to Rufus. Yeah. What an amazing event that was. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, just nice fun in the sun. We were at the other's way, so.
Yeah.
Plenty of fun in the sun to go around.
It was a beautiful day. Sun. Got a little glow on today, so happy days.
Happy days. Happy summer.
Love it.
We've got something very exciting. We've got the organic blend to talk about, and we're going to chat a little bit about sustainability in coffee.
Yeah. So it's a topic that, we get asked about all the time is, particularly, you know, the organic coffee. But yeah, just how, I mean, people want sort of products that are better for people and the planet, right?
So, cut out.
Yeah. So we kind of, we lean into that a lot at 8:30. Yeah.
What can you tell us about the process of how organic coffee comes about? Because, I mean, most people, when they think organic, it's just like spray-free, right? But what does the process actually involve
The bean? No, that's pretty much it, yeah. Synthetic pesticides and all of that sort of thing. So that's the coffee that we source is guaranteed by the supplier having just been grown without those things. So, yeah, it's not always a quality-based thing. It's just sort of one of those things. If you know, if you want to live like that, that's the choice that we offer.
Nice.
Is that, like, in terms of organic, like sourcing organic coffee, is that one of the main priorities in terms of sustainability, or like what else goes into it when you're trying to produce and roast coffee in a sustainable way?
Yeah, it is actually a tricky one for a lot of coffee roasteries, because, you know, coffee is primarily grown in other parts of the world. So
yeah, right. The carbon footprint.
Yeah, carbon footprint's a really tricky one to manage. But yeah, I think for a lot of coffee roasteries, it's just about, you know, minimizing that impact. So yeah, at 8:30, we've got a roaster that uses 80% less gas than sort of other roasters that you can use in terms of the actual machinery and hardware. So that's called a Loring Kestrel roaster. And pretty much what it does is just recycles the gas through in a different way, different part of the process. We're kind of recycling as we roast.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
it is
cool.
Groovy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And am I right in thinking that you were one of the first companies to use buckets as opposed to big coffee bags?
Yeah, for our wholesale customers. When coffee gets shipped around the Motu, we put it in buckets and send it to our customers so that they fill their hoppers up with those buckets instead of using the 1 or 2 kilo bags that we have. That saves quite a few tons a year in waste from those cafes. And then what they do is they send the buckets back to us, or our delivery driver picks them up, and then they get refilled with coffee and go back out to the other customers. So
cool.
Are those beautiful little tin buckets I've seen?
Yes.
I have seen those.
They're really cute.
I was at Bestie over the weekend. Shout out Bestie.
Yeah, Bestie.
Love Bestie.
Yeah.
And I had delicious coffee.
Yeah.
I had a delicious iced latte with oat milk made with beautiful 830 beans. What blend did Bestie use, do we know?
I think they use the standard.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really good.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
And I looked up above the coffee machine and saw these beautiful 830 tins, and I thought, oh.
They're actually
gorgeous.
Quite chic.
They're right.
Yeah. I feel they kind of also work on a little bit of a marketing plan. Like, cooler than a dirty old brown bag.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they can be reused again, so it's it's even better, yeah.
Totally. Oh, that's an excellent work on that front from 8:30.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's not always easy in the world of coffee.
No, it is like I say, it is a tricky one to kind of, but really it's all about minimising that impact and offsetting and all of that sort of thing, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, organic blend.
Yes, give it a rustle. Not so tightly packed this week, I feel.
Oh, yeah, thanks for taking my feedback on board. I really
feedback
appreciate
passed
it.
On,
it's
yeah.
really good for the radio ASMR.
The shaking.
Um,
love it.
It's a gorgeous blend. These tasting notes sound divine. Sweet caramel, dried cranberries, spices and florals.
Mm. Yeah. Yum. Yeah. We sort of were talking about it last week too. Yeah, great. It's tasting really good at the moment. Yeah, because like I said, coffee is a strange one. You can't always secure the same coffee every week or every month. Mm-hmm. So you've got to sort of try and keep changing the blends to make sure that they keep tasting like those tasting notes. But you might have had coffee from Peru last week, but you can't get that one anymore because it's run out or they've run out of supply or it's not in New Zealand anymore. So, yeah, you've got to keep changing those components, we call them, to keep getting those tasting notes. So it's a tricky one for our coffee department to keep nailing it. But, yeah, whatever's in it this time is, tasting phenomenal. So.
I like the look you just gave it then. You were like, well,
whatever they put in this.
Design it up.
It's bloody good.
I was eyeing it up, actually.
Yeah, actually, you were. That's amazing. So our organic blend has come from three places, Colombia, Peru, and Nicaragua.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so a bit of a mix in there. But, those same tasting notes too, so... And I thought it's a good one too because we were talking about affogatos last week too.
Yes.
So
it's affogato season.
Affogato season. It's cold brew season. Mm-hmm.
I need to get my hands on some Ethiopian coca chalet to brew myself a little cold brew.
Yeah. Yep.
That, like, you guys aren't even going to know me after that. it's gonna do something to me. I can tell already.
It's been in my fridge for like a week now. And it's so good. After last week's segment, I was like, actually, I'm going to brew that cold brew. And yeah, it's been in my fridge.
Cold brew?
So good.
I feel like we should do a whole one of these about cold brew one day because I care deeply about cold brew. And it's actually much easier to make at home than people think.
It sounds really intimidating.
No, it's not. It's just like you just pour coffee and cold water together and then whack it in the fridge for a bit and then strain it and then you got cold brew pretty
much.
Yeah.
The only frustrating part is you have to wait 24 hours. That's the worst part about it. But so long as it's ground coffee, or if you've got a grinder at home, grind it up yourself. And then just goes in the fridge for 24 hours with some cold water and see you later. There it is.
Yummo. Patience is a virtue that you possess, then that could be you.
That's you this summer.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Well, love this organic blend. Listeners, if you'd like to win a bag of this organic blend this week, all you have to do is text word 830 with one word and one T, that is, and your name and your B card number, and you'll be in the draw. We'll reveal the winner on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. If you just can't wait to get your dirty little hands on some organic blend or maybe some new Ethiopian coca chalet or any of the other wonderful blends and single origins on offer at 8:30, head over to their website 830.com and use the code 95BFM in the discount box to get 10% off. How good?
Unreal.
Unreal. Thank you, 830. Thank you, Christian. This is exciting. I actually really enjoy having a blend for music selections because we've got three wonderful countries to choose from, Colombia, Peru, and Nicaragua. I found a newer release out of Peru. Well, actually, this person is based in Berlin, but they're from Peru, and her name is Alejandra Cardenas, Alehop. And she's just put out a new album, A Body Like a Home. It's quite left field and experimental, and there's some really cool stuff on there. There's a bit of like spoken word and some more sort of ambient textural sort of stuff. But the track we're going to listen to is called Early Road.
Thank you.
that was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.